And still with the world of books, today is June 16th, the day on which, in James Joyce's novel Ulysses, Dubliner Leopold Bloom wends his way across the Irish capital. The novel recounts the hour-by-hour events of that odyssey on June 16th, 1904. Today, in cities across the world, people are celebrating Joyce's great but difficult work with readings, music, and maybe even a drink or two. Commentator Scott Hewler went to join the celebrations in Dublin, although he's not sure why.
When we moved once, my wife covered a bathroom window with some flimsy curtains with palm trees on them, whose chief virtue was they were cheap. Since then, people have bought us palm tree towels, a palm tree picture, palm tree soap. We now have an absurd amount of stuff matching a pattern we don't even like. James Joyce's Ulysses is like that for me, something I never set out to pick up that has rather taken over my reading life. You know Ulysses. Based on Homer's Odyssey, it's an impenetrable stream of consciousness supposed masterpiece that fills your head with everything its characters think, concluding with a final 50-page monologue by Molly Bloom, which leads to some of the most famous final words in literature. Yes, I said yes, I will, yes. I didn't say yes. On national radio, I once declared that Ulysses was just too hard, not worth the effort, and on Bloomsday 2001, I publicly gave up trying to read the stupid book. As far as I was concerned, Bloomsday, with its sanctioned excesses of drink, was just an excuse for Mensa members to get tipsy. St. Patrick's Day for aesthetes. But a funny thing, if you speak out loud, people hear you. My radio complaint actually inspired a guy to start a Ulysses reading group. And the leader of the group, a bookstore manager who had written a thesis on Ulysses, called me and asked if I'd like to join. Since I had said as loud as I could that I would never read that book, how could I resist the chance to make a liar of myself? We met once a week for 4 months, slogging through until we got to those famous final yeses. Some of it was actually pretty cool. A lot of it, on the other hand, was like reading the textbook for a math class you're not taking. But we did finish, and that kind of effort comes back to haunt you. A one-time girlfriend gave me the Bloomsday book, A Reader's Guide to Ulysses, and I found myself, a little embarrassed, referring back to passages I would have to call favorites. I reread the original Odyssey and compared episodes. From there, it's a short step to people sending you books of maps, specially published theses, recordings of Joyce reading. The action of the book, if you can call it that, takes place on June 16, 1904. So this year's Bloomsday marks its 100th anniversary. All Dublin is a quiver. And I'll be there, carrying not just Ulysses, but 3 books about Ulysses. I have a hotel room, 2 tickets for a bus tour, and the melancholy awareness that I have no real idea why I'm going. My wife is pregnant. She won't even get to drink. I feel like someone caught up in the crowd of revelers cheering for a football team. By now, I may be going along because I'm afraid not to. I know I'm not going to say yes like Molly Bloom. Then again, I said no real loud once, and that didn't take either. Do you suppose they'll be mad if I say maybe?
Commentator Scott Hewler lives and writes in North Carolina today. He is in Dublin for the Bloomsday celebration.